All right, young lady, very, very special day. Did you ever think when you were getting to high school that track and field was going to be your sport? Did you have maybe you want to be volleyball or basketball? Or what, has track and field kind of been that sport all along?
Track and field has always been that sport. In junior high, I loved it. It was a love-hate relationship, but I feel like that's all favorite sports. But I think I love it so much. I enjoy it. And just, I had a really good coach in junior high that helped me get better and made me look forward to it the next years.
What about Wesleyan stood out as far as picking that school to go to?
First, I narrowed down like all the colleges that were talking to me and colleges that actually had the coach directly versus just sending random emails. And then I looked for which ones had the nursing program because I want to become a nurse. And then, I don't know, when the coach and I were just talking, we had a really good connection. It just felt like it clicked. So I decided to go toward it. And when I did, it felt like the right one.
Yeah, it's just everything. Academically with nursing, that's what your career wants to be. And we got a little track and field. You got one more year senior, but you're kind of thinking, hey, I want to see what I can do in the college ranks, huh?
Yes. I'm very excited. After my injury last year, I definitely want to come back and show them who I am this year.
Stinking track and field sometimes, those dang injuries. Boy, you can stay healthy during the volleyball season, the basketball, but I don't see it's so many times I see kids get hurt in track and field. It's just kind of a bummer that in that sport, that the injuries maybe come a little bit more often, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It was really upsetting because it was my jumping foot for triple jump. My first two jumps were off it. And so I struggled a lot. I continued to push, but it was really upsetting. But I think it was also a learning moment to teach me just like even through hard times to just keep trying and it will get better.
Goals, marks, and a long jump, triple jump. What do you have in mind for the season coming up?
When I went to the Nebraska Wesleyan track and field event, like they had a track meet that I went to.
Uh-huh.
I had about like an over 18-foot jump,
okay,
which I never hit that during my in-season, but I had scratched it by the tiniest bit. And so I'm hoping to get there and be able to have it as an actual mark. And then triple jump, I just want to go for 36 feet my first meet, just get back in the groove of things. And then I'm really excited about the 200. I PR'd last year, and it's taken so long to PR.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to get back in sprints. I know that's not my strongest thing, but I'm quick, not fast, but I'm excited for it.
You mentioned the Wesleyan event. That was after the state track meet, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of after everything was over last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Pretty cool. That's not kind of neat. You were just getting healthy again, so you wanted to see what you can experience in that event, and it worked out for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun, though it rained a lot. There was a big old thunderstorm, but that's just Nebraska.
That's just part of track and field. How many times it can be really hot, it can be really cold, it can be really windy, and it can rain on you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, if you go 18 and 36, holy smokes. I mean, we're talking state-leading charts, marks, and you're right in the thick of things for big-time medals down there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Sophomore year, I placed at state in triple jump.
Uh-huh.
And then junior year, I placed in long jump. Sophomore year, I want to get definitely back to placing in triple jump again. I love that event. It was my first year, my sophomore year. And so this will be my third year doing it. I regret not doing it when I was younger. But it's just really fun. I enjoy it. And triple jump is just something that, just a really fun experience that I really enjoyed.
I was talking to Coach Rath that I remember watching you because my daughter was a senior. You were a freshman and competing each other in long jump. I thought, oh boy, look out for this young lady in the next couple of years. And you got to say, your high school career has been pretty darn good, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been very good. I couldn't be more grateful for this experience and the coaches I have. And I'm just so excited to what this college career will take me to and what it will bring in new records.
And Coach Rath also said maybe that 4x1, maybe, you know, in the sprints, maybe get three others, and you guys could have a pretty decent 4x1 this year.
Yes, we will. We have Aspen Hazlett, which she was on the 4x1 last year in state. And then hopefully we could get Riley back with a knee injury. But we also have some young people like Rylan and Caitlin and Reese. And Reese has gone to state for the 200. And so we have so many people where it's like, even if someone gets sick or injured, we have like one or two backups. So we're like constantly prepared. The hardest part is going to be finding who runs the fastest, who's going to fit in it. There's so many good athletes we have for track this year. It's going to be a really good season.
And as a team, you guys could score a lot of points. You just named off a lot of girls there. And yourself, you probably got some kids, hopefully, and there's some other field events. You guys could score a lot of points, a lot of meets this year.
Yes, it's really exciting. Some of the new young girls are going to be really good, and I can't wait to see where the next years take them after I graduate and stuff. I definitely want to come back and see how much better they get.
Has it sunk in that you're, hey, this is it. I'm already to basketball season. I got spring, and I'm out of high school. Has that kind of sunk in yet?
Yeah, with volleyball, it was really rough. It took me, like, a couple days for it to really hit, and I was just like, I never get to practice again. I never get to play another game with my teammates. And it made me really sad because I was like, oh, I was such habit to go to practice after school. And then when I couldn't go to practice because we didn't have one, it was really upsetting. But I enjoyed the time I had with them.
And basketball's going well. Yeah, you'd like to pick up a few more W's here. That'll hopefully come here when we get into January and February too.
Yeah, I think these first few weeks of basketball were really a teaching moment. We have a game against Med Valley tomorrow, and Friday we play Atwood.
Yep.
And I think we just really want to go at it and show them. We lost two of our starters, but we got younger girls that can go in. And this year I feel like we have a lot more younger girls that can go in, that can step up. And it's just going to be a really good learning experience, and I'm excited.